informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And it's sunny time. It's always sunny in the studio when Eldon Scott is here with Sunny's Barbecue. Good morning, Eldon.
Good morning, Meg. Happy Friday.
Yeah, here we go. So we've got all kinds of things happening with Sunny's Barbecue. And first of all, if you all have never listened to the show before and you don't know who Eldon Scott is, he is the ambassador for Sunny's Barbecue, the ambassador extraordinaire, I would call him. He's also now has a title, which I'm completely and totally envious of, which is Chief Kindness Officer. How about that?
It's a lot of fun.
I think that's the coolest thing.
It is. It is the coolest title. We get to do all kinds of fun things, spreading the spirit of barbecue, as we like to say, spreading kindness far and wide, and it's always a good time. You know, barbecue is about family and fun, and
yeah,
you add in a little bit of kindness, and I don't know if it can get any better than that.
Well, I mean, how much fun is it to be able to go out there and then you bring smiles to everybody, not just because you're a friendly guy, but you're bringing in the food.
Bringing in the barbecue.
So what's not to like?
I don't know. It's honestly probably the best job ever. So
I think so. I wish they had that Chief Kindness Officer title was around when I was looking for a job.
I mean, we might have to just the Chief Kindness Officer of...
Would I get
News Radio 92.3.
Would I get a shirt and everything?
I mean, we can get you a shirt. Get you a friend's shirt.
Oh, my.
Might have to find you a red. Well, I guess it's red.
Yeah.
So I was thinking of the cat and yellow, but yeah.
It's not a color.
I mean, it just fits right in.
And plus, we won't even go there because my school colors are red and black also.
There you go. Go Dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, I said it just for you, Meg.
Okay,
you know,
right.
Normally I'm going to go Gators, but
I
got love in my heart for the SEC, so we can say it.
All right. So enough about us. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening with Sunny's these days and your current menu. And, well, first, where are your locations?
We got to talk about the locations. Let's start there. We'll start at our Pace location. So that is located in between Pace and Milton, just west of Avalon Boulevard, in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. So there's that Sunny's location there. And, of course, all of our locations have drive-thrus. We'll talk about that a little bit more in a few minutes. But, you know, that Pace location there. Then we have our 9th Avenue location, which is located 9th Avenue just south of Creighton Road. And it is kind of tucked back in this nice little quaint location there behind by the airport runway. So you're right behind the AutoZone. You can find us back there.
I love now, that location because it's by the trees. It's real shady,
it's so
and
nice
quiet.
Back there.
It's really nice.
Yeah. When we had that snowstorm earlier in the year, it was so pristine and so quiet and so it was magical. It really was. It was magical. So we do have a banquet room at that location, so we can host up to 40 there in the banquet room. So if you're looking for a place to hold a party, a graduation party, a wedding reception, or what's the other thing called? Rehearsal dinner.
There
I'll think of it in a second. We hosted rehearsals
His
dinner there
just got
often.
Married. How quickly we forget.
I know. So. Those that room is available there, can host up to 40 folks, and there's no cost for the room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just we ask that you buy the food and we'll have our staff serve you in the room. And it's a great gathering place. So if you have an organization, a nonprofit or church, you know, whatever it needs to be that you need the meeting space and you need to get some folks fed, come see us at Sunny's Barbecue 9th Avenue. We can take care of you. And then we also have our Navy Boulevard location, which also has a banquet room. So that one is on Navy Boulevard, kind of right at the end of Highway 98, just a little bit north of the Pensacola NAS main gate.
And so that they have that banquet room holds a lot more people, right?
Yeah, it can host up to about 75 there. So
it's
quite a bit bigger. And then so same scenario, no cost for the room. Just give us a call at our store there. I think that number is 456-2000, 850-456-2000. Or you can always go to sunnysbarbecue.com, and then it has all the information there for whichever location is most convenient for you.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
So they really are nice spaces. I've done a couple meetings there in the past, and so it really is because it's private.
It is.
But I have to say, having shopped around in this area for event spaces and things to do meetings, there's always a fee. So the fact that you don't have a fee, it's really huge.
Yeah, and it just helps the overall cost of everything. So typically when you get folks together, you got to feed them.
Right.
Doesn't matter if it's at home or at the office or somewhere else. More than likely, if you're getting folks together, you got to feed them. So why not come to Sunny's Barbecue? Let us take care of you in one of those banquet rooms. The other location that we do have is that Shelley Road location, which is right off of Pine Forest Road, just south of I-10 there. And so that one's kind of tucked back behind the Tom Thumb and the McDonald's back there. So it's kind of a little bit hidden, but it's been there for many, many years. We've been in the Pensacola area for 40 years.
No kidding. 40 years.
40 years.
That's incredible.
Serving this community for a long, long time. And, you know, the original 9th Avenue location was actually across the street where the Burger King is. And then
that
it moved across the street.
Yeah.
So, you know, so we've been in this community for a long, long time. We enjoy being a part of the community and helping to give back and doing all the different things, supporting the nonprofits, the schools, all those organizations that support our community. So it's an honor and pleasure to kind of serve those that serve our community.
And that's part of your role as the Chief Kindness Officer, too, because you're so connected in the community. I can't help when I look on my social media, I see Eldon everywhere. I don't think the man ever sleeps. But that's part of what's great about a company that's been in the community for 40 years. You are helping out the nonprofits. You are at the community events and very visible.
Yeah.
So if somebody wanted to have you come out and possibly cater their event, how would they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so you can always reach out to me directly. My cell phone is 850-418-3331. That's 850-418-3331. And that's my cell. You can call or text me anytime. Don't worry, I do sleep, Meg.
And so
I turn my ringer off. If it's important enough, they have the wife's phone number so they can get in touch with her. You know, so feel free to text me anytime. Or you can, like, again, go to sunnysbbq.com, and then you can select the store, whichever is closest to you, and you can call the stores directly to get anything coordinated that you need to get coordinated.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And I know we've taken advantage of that many times here at the radio station, so I'm spoiled already.
Yeah.
So also, what are the hours for the different locations?
Yeah, so every location here in the News Radio listener area, we open at 10:45 daily. So you're already getting that hankering for that slow smoke barbecue, that wonderful pulled pork or sliced pork. I was just speaking with someone the other day, and they were like, sliced pork's my favorite. You can't find it too many places. Mm-hmm. So we do have that sliced pork, slow smoked. But yeah, we have every store is open at 10:45. They all have drive-thrus, and we'll talk about that. I'm going to keep plugging it because I know it's
Absolutely.
One of your favorite things, Meg. We'll talk about it in a minute. And then every Sunday through Thursday, we are open until 9:30. And then Friday and Saturday, we're open until 10 p.m.
Terrific. Okay, so that's good to know because those are great hours, and certainly you can stop by in your lunch hour or even after work. You could pick up something for the family to take home if you didn't want to go out that night.
Yep.
Because
and
you
can order online. Yeah, you can order ahead online for your pickup time. So if you know you're going to be in a rush, I hear a lot of parents who a lot of times are going to ball practice or they got karate or whatever it is
something
that they got going on.
Chauffeuring them somewhere.
Yeah, it's part of the parent life, right?
Yeah.
Especially when they're doing the extracurriculars. So, you know, they put in their order, they just come through the drive-thru or pop in the to-go, you know, area and pick up their order and they're ready to go. So
Which
it makes
great.
It nice and easy. Yeah.
Well, we're almost there, so we might as well talk about the app, the Sunny's Barbecue app. Tell us more about that.
So you can get all of our best offers on the Sunny's Barbecue app. So you can get to it through sunnysbbq.com. You just navigate to where it says download the app, or you can go directly to your app store, your iStore, iPhone. I'm not an iPerson.
I think it's the iStore or
iStore,
something like that. And then
Play. Or your Google Play Store. And so you can just search sunnysbbq.com or sunnysbbq, and it'll pull up the app. You can download that. You're going to put in your basic information, and you're going to start collecting rewards points. I know, right?
Which is great.
You could eat barbecue and get free barbecue?
Because that's redeemable later on. The more you eat, the more you get the rewards.
The more rewards you get.
Works for me.
It's a win-win.
I'm always hungry after you're here in the studio. So, speaking of which.
Well, let's talk about your favorite thing. I know. So, Meg's favorite thing is the buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches.
What can I say?
Hey, I mean, it's a great deal. Every Monday, through all four of these locations. And we also do have a location in Mobile and Fort Walton Beach.
Oh, okay.
That are kind of close
traveling
to our area here. Yeah, if you're traveling. So a lot of people travel for work into either of those two markets. So we do also have those two stores that are part of our group. And but that buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwich drive through every Monday. Take advantage of that.
I love that. That's a great way to start out your work week.
And your second favorite thing
is on the Saturdays
is
for
every
kids.
Saturday. Kids and grandkids eat free.
I think that's the best promotion ever. I really do.
Yeah.
Because it's always on the weekends that the grandkids, grandparents get the grandkids, and you're always looking for something fun to do. And it's kind of fun because they get to go and have barbecue and eat out, and it's just such a family-friendly place.
It is a very family-friendly
place. And that makes a difference, too. Is that
good? Well, we like to say we throw a barbecue slathered in Southern hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're treating the whole family. It doesn't matter if the kids, the grandkids. We have a ton of families that come in and have a big meal with us when they're all together. It's always a lot of fun seeing all the families get together and sharing a good barbecue meal together.
Right. If you just joined us, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and it is the Sunny Show right now with our Chief Kindness Officer, Eldon Scott. So it's great to have you here. And my favorite thing to talk about besides those two great days, Saturdays and Mondays, is the menu.
Oh, yeah. The menu is important, Meg.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a few things that we could talk about. Maybe first of all, just the process that you do at Sunny's, because there's a lot of barbecue places, and we won't say any names, that may have frozen barbecue sauce, frozen barbecue that they're shipping in from somewhere else. That is not the case with y'all.
Let's talk about how important the smoke is.
I know, because you have a whole process.
So we started in 1968, and so we say local pitmaster since 1968. And as part of it, we have a head pitmaster, Shannon Snell. We have a whole team, our culinary team, if you will, our pitmaster team. They're constantly working on our recipes. But all of our meats are smoked fresh every day. So our briskets and pork butts get loaded onto the smoker, seasoned and loaded, smoke all night at 210 degrees. You know, and they just, at least 12 hours of good oak slow smoke that gets rolled on those to get them to temperature.
Is that at every location that they do that?
Yep,
really?
Every location, yep.
Wow, okay.
Yes, ma'am. Doesn't matter if you're in Pensacola, Tallahassee, Tampa, Gainesville, North Carolina, South Carolina, all Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, all of them.
Wow, that's incredible.
So they do a great job across the board, and a lot of training goes into that, and a lot of, you know, what we call brand standards, right? And mm-hmm. So, you know, we do a fantastic job of making sure that we're serving a good quality product to our customers who choose to come and dine with us, which we very much appreciate. And then, of course, you know, on the other side, we have, you know, the chicken and the, you know, the turkey. Those things typically get smoked day of, you know. So if you've not had our smoked wings, I'm telling you what, you're missing out. They're so good.
Yeah, they sound really good.
Just a little barbecue sauce or tossed with a little dry rub. So come try those smoked wings. If you've not tried them, they're absolutely phenomenal. And so you definitely got to try those out if you haven't tried them.
Right. So all throughout the year, you have the menus that kind of go spring, summer, winter, fall.
Yeah.
And so, but main menu, let's talk about some of the things that you can find year round.
Yeah. So day in, day out, pulled pork, sliced brisket, chopped brisket, you know, cornbread, garlic bread. You know, you can get your sandwich on your choice of bread, the garlic bread or the bun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's depending on how you like your sandwich. Yeah. I love a good turkey. I love a good turkey on garlic bread with a little Swiss cheese, add a little bacon. You know, that's kind of
there's some good stuff. Really good. I've never thought about that. That's a great combo.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you eat barbecue every day, sometimes you'd like to do a little bit extra. And you're like, okay, let me try this, see how this works. So, you know, I like to have a little fun experimenting, but, you know, you can always add items a la carte. So if you, hey, I like a turkey sandwich with bacon, we can make it happen.
That's great. I didn't realize that's great.
I didn't mean
great.
To snap.
That's
I did.
Okay.
A little sound effect there.
There you go. That works. And so you have all those different things, but you also have some great sides that are regular sides that are available.
Yeah, our creamy mac and cheese, our southern green beans.
So good,
our
by the way.
Southern green beans are so good. I'm not going to lie. A lot of times I'm busy going here and there, and I just grab me a little thing and to-go green beans and back out the door, coleslaw. Our barbecue beans, we got to call it right, the barbecue beans, because you know what? They get barbecue in the beans. It goes in the recipe.
I don't know that I've ever had that, actually, now that I'm thinking about
it. Meg.
I'm going to have to do that next time I pick up my buy one, get one pulled pork sandwich on Monday.
There you go. Get you a side of barbecue beans.
There you go. Now, you also have different sauces, too.
Yeah. So
talk a little bit about
I mean,
that.
Our sweet sauce is probably our most popular sauce.
That's your classic signature
sauce. Well, we have the original, but our sweet sauce is probably the most popular.
Okay.
So everybody likes that extra sweet sauce. I like to say it's part of Florida barbecue. You know, it's just kind of a sweet, saucy, you know, barbecue. So that one is our most popular. We do have our original. And then we have a sizzling sauce. It's kind of spicy. And then we have what's called the smoking sauce.
Oh.
And that's kind of got like a little Tabasco style flavor
for
to it.
For the hot folks that like that for hot sauce.
So in my personal favorite, pro tip.
Yeah.
I like the sizzling and mix it with the sweet. So you get the sizzling and the sweet together.
Oh, that's interesting.
And it gets you like a little sweet and a little heat, you know.
So. Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty good, Meg. You have to try it. Giving you all the pro tips today.
That sounds really good. And now, then, well, go ahead.
Part of that seasonal menu, we are doing seasonal barbecue sauces. You know, mm-hmm. we got the peach barbecue sauce that we've done.
That's like in the springtime. Yeah, and yeah. then in the wintertime, you do different
fixing
things.
Fixing a roll. Yeah. So we're just getting, every season is going to have its own barbecue sauce. So it's going to run about 3 months. So mm-hmm. excited about how we're doing this new seasonal menu. But of course, you know, you can always come to Sonny's for those good sides every day. And we got to talk about the salads. We're always getting, where's the salad bar coming back? Somebody's going to send in the question at some point today, more than likely, because that's pretty usual. But mm-hmm. we do make salads. We call it the Garden of Eden.
Right.
Eaten. A good southern.
Yes, sir.
And so those are great salads. You know, they're made fresh by our server staff. And, you know, get a little pulled pork or sliced turkey on there, a little barbecue sauce, some of our smoking ranch. So all those options are great. And if you're needing some salad, we definitely got you covered.
And that's great because that's something that right now, you know, you always want to be kind of watching that waistline, right?
Yeah.
So you have all the different specials coming up. You have ways that you can cater. You have all the banquet rooms. There's so many different things that make Sonny's special in our community.
We probably need to talk about catering a little bit.
Yeah, let's do that.
So we like to say we have three ways that we cater. And so, you know, basically, when you got a crowd to feed, we can help you at Sonny's Barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
You can, you know, if it's a smaller party, you can go directly online and book that catering. We typically say between like 10 and 50 people if you're going to be feeding that size of a crowd. It's very easy to go online and just make that a purchase directly if you're going to just need a pickup mm-hmm. or a delivery catering. If you're trying to feed, you know, 100 or 200.
Well, tell us, because I always think of... When I think of catering, I'm thinking, you know, maybe 20 or 30 people. But you tell us some of the numbers that you've done far this year.
Yeah, yeah. So we've done some big caterings. The biggest catering that I've been a part of was 4,300 people.
Wow.
Previously, we have done Sacred Heart, which is over 5,000 people. So
wow.
And you have even if you have a huge crowd that you can need to feed, I like to say between 10 and 10,000.
Oh, my goodness.
We haven't gotten to 10,000 yet, but
5,000 is getting up there.
It's getting close. So
that's impressive.
It does take a lot of work, and our team is, you know, very efficient in making sure it all happens and getting everything prepared and smoked off. You know, it is a ton of work that goes into doing something like that, but they have the experience, and it's always been impressive to me how when we have something like that going on, how our management team and the catering mm-hmm. team work together and coordinate all the things, getting all the products ordered in to be able to feed that number of people.
So well, and being on the receiving end, I've been at several events. We've also done it here at the radio station. So there's also always different choices that you always provide a lot of different choices from the menu in terms of the pulled pork or possibly chicken. It just depends on what you
chicken,
want.
Chicken, brisket, ribs. I mean, we can do ribs for catering as well. You know, we're partners with the Blue Wahoos and mm-hmm. we cater out for the party decks out there.
Right.
And so that's always a lot of fun. So one of the crowd favorites out there is Baby Back Ribs. So,
of course.
You know, we're one of the few places that do Baby Back Ribs still. So, you know, the number of times we do ribs out there is a lot. How about that?
Well, and the thing that if someone's thinking about it, then you start worrying if you're going to have a big party or an event, I got to get the knives and the napkins. But y'all provide
all
of
included.
That and the beverages.
And teas, that good Sonny's sweet tea.
We sauces.
Do lemonade, sauces, all basically everything. I wouldn't say soup to nuts, but
almost
barbecue to teas. I don't know what the barbecue to beans.
There you go.
So everything you need to host that party and get those folks fed, the food, the paper products, the drinks, the cups, everything.
And it's just delivered the morning of your event or the afternoon,
whatever time you need it. Yep. We had a celebration of life and they needed that, you know, afterwards. Mm. And so, you know, we made the food delivery at like 8 o'clock at night, not too long ago. And so, you know, it doesn't matter when it is, early, late, you know, we can coordinate that and get you taken care of. We like to try to have about 48 hours notice at least, ideally a little bit more, but you know, life and you know, even if it's a short notice. But for those bigger things, you know, if you're feeding 100, 200 people, really we need probably about at least 48 hours to,
I would think
to get
so.
That coordinated.
Yeah,
yeah. Had something the other day, needed to get about 100 people fed, and we were able to, you know, work it out with, you know, one of the stores, and we got everybody fed in a very short order, you know, because things happen. And
sure.
You know, our team's does a great job of making sure they're, you know, stocked up and ready to go, and, you know, because you never know who's going to walk in the door at any given time. So, you know, they do a great job of being prepared. And then, you know, like I said, all the local stores, they communicate very well with each other and taking care of our customers.
Yeah, if I was interested, then who would I contact? Do I contact online or how does that all work?
Well, again, you can reach out to me personally anytime. My cell phone, 850-418-3331. Love to help you get you taken care of, but you can also reach out directly to any of the stores. Easiest way to get those numbers is to go to sunnysbbq.com and just navigate to your nearest location. Once you do that, you'll have the phone number there, and you'll be able to get that set up with the store directly.
So. Well, it's certainly a great service, and having been at events as well as businesses and using the banquet rooms as well, it's just a great way to go if you're having an event.
So if you're having a wedding, we can do the catering for the wedding, corporate events, nonprofit events, galas, all those different things. And we can do some different types of things, too. We do, you know, appetizers. One thing that everybody raves about whenever I do them, I even did them at my daughter's wedding. I did sliced brisket at my daughter's wedding.
Oh, nice.
And we did barbecue meatballs. I had as many people compliment the meatballs as we did the briskets. The smoked meatballs, they just, it's a ton of flavor. They just have a ton of flavors. They got that sweet barbecue sauce on them, all the smoke. And so we can do all kinds of stuff. So if you got an idea, you need to execute it, we'd love to help you at Sunny's Barbecue and, you know, everything and with that setup and serve. So, like, circle back to that. We said we do catering three types of ways. Pick up, delivery, and then we do full service setup and serve. So
I'm going with setup and serve.
We'll have the full catering team come out. We'll bring all the chafing dishes. We'll bring the tablecloths, whatever it is that we need to bring to help you have a successful event, including that slow smoke barbecue.
Yum. Okay. I can't believe it. Our time has already flown by. We've got about 2 minutes
it
left.
It always goes so quick.
Anything you want to mention we haven't talked about this morning?
Yeah. I mean, definitely go and download the Sunny's Barbecue app. Go to your Apple Store or your Play Store. Go ahead and get signed up for that. Start collecting your rewards points. Don't forget about those two offers, the buy one, get one free every Monday in the drive-thru for pulled pork sandwiches. And those kids and grandkids eat free every Saturday. So if you've not come in, we invite you to come and dine with us. Let us serve you some slow smoke barbecue with that good Southern hospitality. We'd love to take care of you. We're a full service restaurant, so come and dine in.
What are your hours again?
Our hours are 10:45 to 9:30 on Sunday through Thursday, and then 10:45 to 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
So we're talking with Eldon Scott, Chief Kindness Officer with Sunny's Barbecue, and you do such a great job in the community, Eldon, and so many different things. If somebody wanted to check out the menu before they come, where can they go to do that?
I mean, the easiest way to do that is to go to sunnysbbq.com, sunnysbbq.com. You can see all the options there. And then we also do third-party delivery. So, you know, DoorDash, Uber Eats, all of those types.
I didn't realize
that. So if you're a user of those services, you can definitely go order delivery through those sites for the one or two meals. We do offer delivery for the catering, but like I said, that's typically for 10 or more people.
Right.
But if you're just looking for some good slow-smoked wings and a pulled pork sandwiches on a Friday night,
third-party
delivery services, we can definitely take care of you that way as well.
All right. Well, we are out of time and talking with Sunny's Barbecue's Chief Kindness Officer, Eldon Scott, on Pep Talk this morning. Thanks, Eldon, for being here.
Thanks for having me, Meg. Happy Friday, everyone.
Happy Friday and yummy, yummy Sunny's Barbecue. Get some fast.
Come see us.
All righty. Thanks so much.